You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
Is it on?
Yeah.
We can start wherever you like. I mean, you just have to go there.
It didn't work.
Uta, 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 uta. Welcome, America. It is episode 161.
No, I don't.
I made that up.
I'm trying to figure it out. It could be. I think it's
157.
I think it's 157.
And we have a bunch of people here. We've discovered the bong. And we have a, it's like, I'm really tripping because there's a talking lemon, and I it's like, it's really like real.
That is the weirdest lemon I have ever seen. Where did this come from?
Our lemon tree.
What's the date today?
Today is March 22nd.
March 22nd, 2023. How are you, folks?
Good. We're all good.
Wait,
how are you?
Isn't it 2024?
No, what did you say?
My,
2027?
Did I?
Yeah, you said 23.
What was in that salad?
We have an order to get.
Episode 157.
I think it was some margaritas, but you didn't have any.
Welcome to our Friday night, which is a special edition of the Cocktail Hour, and we've got a mic here live, and we're all hanging out.
It kind of is the Cocktail Hour.
This,
if I can dream.
So I'm excited because it's not just Kelly, Danny, and I shooting the shit. We're just kind of live drinking and talking about things. And so welcome, ladies, to our podcast.
This is a first. This has never been done, folks. Yeah. This is really, really something special.
We picked up three chicks at the 99 cent store.
You can make up fake names. You can use your real name. Whatever.
I don't know about you, but my name is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Okay. Emma. One of them is
Emma. She was the one that was paying at the 99 cent store. She was the one that...
Have you been to California before, Emma?
Once before, when I was a child.
Oh, Disneyland.
Alright,
so one of us is trying to buy dinner, and credit cards and phones are a problem. The rest of us we're a margarita.
Oh, can I pay later?
You could,
and
maybe
that's all
you,
we have,
you
right?
Pay there.
You only did one batch.
Oh, shit.
My God, lemons are talking, limes are squirting, it's just...
We're not getting any food orders.
I can do all the margaritas, you can stand.
Like, do you have to start all over and make...
No. I got a formula down, okay. So there's no problem.
We also have wine.
Does it have to be
we
in
can switch to wine.
No, you see, look, there's Visa right there. You can do anything
do
you like.
Do I touch never right there?
No, that's MasterCard.
No, just do
for those of you listening, can you send food? We're losing Emma.
Emma is starving.
Emma's going down fast here without food.
See, I should have just gone to the place and ordered. Like I said,
that shoulda, woulda, coulda. Sheena, settle down.
I can't believe that place in our shitty little town does electronic ordering.
Right, come on.
I mean,
they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the sausage has been sitting in a bucket of water all day.
And it's
how sophisticated do you get?
Yeah. And this place is made out of the original bricks, right?
Yeah.
From the pyramids. Right? That's how old it is, right?
Ugh.
How are we doing, Sheena?
I'm putting it.
Okay, we're doing it. Sheena
and Emma.
It says it's
Sheena and Emma.
It's already in the wallet.
Yeah, good.
Oh, okay, yeah. So.
They just pay for it.
I tried.
Maybe.
What did you make that?
Help peppers? A girl, John.
Jesus, all right, let me order. You gotta say something now.
What were those peppers, poppers? What were they called?
Jalapeno poppers.
All right, you did it that.
What do we want to call her?
Brie.
Huh?
Brie.
Tammy.
Brie.
Brie. No, okay, Brie. Because
she just pulled the Brie out. So.
Oh, Brie. That's
like
a great name.
Like we have the Brie band.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Being Brie.
Yeah.
Well, Brie, I didn't think those jalapeno things were that spicy. Nine, weren't they supposed to be?
I didn't make them that spicy. Oh.
Did you think they were?
These are washed already because I had them ready to go camping. So those are washed and ready to go.
Wait, tell us about your... Are you
guys
going camping?
Are you guys...
What's the deal?
Brie, are you guys going camping?
We're supposed to go camping tomorrow. Just
you and John?
Just for one night. Yeah.
What? Put it down.
But my friend just texted and said it's 20 to 50 knot winds. So She's not sure if we should come or not.
If I was a voting member of this party, I would say I would not go.
Well, I texted her back and said, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't. And I haven't heard back from her, so.
Because she's blown away. Right? The wind.
Yes, maybe. Yes.
But you're all prepared and ready to go anyway, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there's always more.
I mean,
they're very cold.
What are you going to pack for? It's you're going to go with
sleeping bags, tent, bicycles, clothes, toiletries, food. Food is, but I have like food kind of staged.
Right.
Our brie and our grapes, but
do you have an emergency kit?
No, we have nothing of any consequence when it comes to camping. We have a tent that would be, in theory, lying sideways as the sand and wind blow.
It wouldn't be very fun to be out in the desert. Sorry.
We, Sheena and I, love to camp.
Wait,
I would not go.
I've never known you to camp at all. I didn't know you were a camper.
That's because you don't go camp with us.
Oh.
I love to camp.
Oh, we love to camp. We
had Sheena loves camping.
Sheena loves camping.
I
saw that movie at the drive-in.
What's my name?
Bree.
Oh, that's right, Bree.
So here's the thing. With the last time we went camping, I think was in the 2000 single digits.
No, dear, I have camped a lot.
Yeah,
without you.
When's the last time you went?
We all went to the beach.
What year was that? It's 2024.
I don't know. It was pre-COVID.
We're having a domestic
party. But I think it was my date for that, or that other woman that.
Yeah. Non-race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emma, do you go?
Well, go ahead.
Do you go camping up in the lake
They're
country
sending me a text
or the moors?
That number. It's my home phone number.
Is there a possible way that I could order this food?
Lake, is it called the Lake District?
I'll
lake
give me your phone out word for you. Go to
Lake Country. We're going up to Lake Country.
This is crazy.
It's been somewhere, but I can't remember the name of it.
Sycamore.
No, not in this country.
Oh, in England. Or Africa.
I think we are fun campers. You guys are fun campers.
Oh, I'm a riot.
Oh, come on. You were fine.
The raccoons.
I was such a freaking grump.
Wait, are you the one that got...
You don't remember?
Wait, are you the one that got
I
in
remember.
The tent with that kid?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. He spooned...
Do you mind? Yes,
yeah,
so
we had
me.
The greatest.
Yeah,
no, but we had. Come on, we had the greatest running charades of all time.
Oh,
that was
absolutely.
The that. That's classic.
I'm talking about the other place.
The cool
was
one.
That
on
was
the beach.
That the
on the beach.
Oh, Camarillo.
Was that the running?
Yeah.
The Camarillo.
Wait, running charades. Is that when Emma ran into a tree?
I did not run into a tree.
A tree.
Oh,
Emma,
that
what
was
happened to you?
At her house that she ran into the door.
No.
I had a problem with my hip.
Yes.
But I'm very competitive.
Got like one of the royal family here.
That's where Kate Middleton's been hanging out
exactly.
with us.
Kate Middleton had a running charade accident, and they don't want to put that out there. That's right.
It's too shameful.
Yeah.
I love the Kate Middleton stories. You know, I watch TikTok. And
did you
now,
hear the
yes,
latest?
Yes.
Yeah. What's
she
the latest?
Cancer.
She's got cancer.
She's got cancer. Mm-hmm.
What? None of that's true?
No, she put a video out.
No, it is.
It's
it
all
is
fake.
True. No, it's not.
I don't believe anything.
Wait a minute. I did not hear this. Enlighten me, folks. What kind of...
She didn't say.
My guess
she's
is it has abdominal or something, or whether it's her.
Wait, what about
uterus?
King... Doesn't King Charles also have cancer?
Yeah.
How old is Kate, by the way?
41.
Oh, so she's young. She's young.
That's young.
Yeah.
Who gave her cancer? The Queen?
No.
It's all conspiracy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been seeing things like she's dead, and they photoshopped all this, and
Charles and William buried her, and all that stuff.
Yeah, and William has a girlfriend that looks a lot like her, and she's been out there. No, that's
oh,
the.
Oh, why can't I just leave her alone?
Yeah, and Putin's dead, and that's really an actor, you know, all that stuff.
That would
you
be
know. Wow, I did not know that about Kate. That's so sad.
It just came out today.
I thought everything was AI generated fake. You think she's really got some bad problem?
Yeah.
But on Easter she's going to rise again, and we'll see her.
Yes,
that's what they said. You'll see her on Easter.
Okay,
we saw her today.
Just like Jesus,
we saw her today on Facebook.
Well, that was nice of her to do that on a holiday like
that.
That's really
YouTube.
That's really festive.
What is it you do?
I have some spots.
Jennifer?
Bree.
Bree.
Oh, Bree, right.
Jennifer runs our booth, but she quit 4 years ago.
Yeah,
but
we haven't. Jennifer hadn't been around since. Yeah,
Jennifer goes, 50s. This shit sucks. I'm
she
out of here.
She went and got a career, is what she did.
We launched her, and what did we get?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a phone call.
And what have you learned from it? Nothing.
I think this is the first time Sheena has heard the podcast.
Oh. I think so.
Yeah.
Sheena?
She's still not listening.
She's trying to enter a credit card.
She's entering a credit card, and there's 16 digits.
I am.
We're going to be here a while,
the
folks.
The dinner. I heard nothing you guys have said.
I know.
She still doesn't.
Yeah. Still hasn't heard the podcast.
Yeah,
Sheena
eats salad. A Caesar salad. Six meatballs.
Still hasn't
one
heard the podcast.
Lasagna.
She's
with
in it and
not
her.
Right? Wait, where's my?
Wait, is it one
pizza?
Wait, is it one vegetable lasagna just one square?
Yeah.
Don't you want to?
Do you want two?
Do I want two?
Wait, there's only six
tray?
Of us.
Well.
We don't want to
we're going to have to cut the order down. We've lost Emma. She's out.
We're going to
pizza. She's done. Okay. She's out of here with
for
mountain
some reason, my pizza
six
didn't show up,
you guys. Six salad.
Yeah.
Pizza did not appear after I ordered it. So it's
so
just,
when we don't
really
get enough food, we can all blame Sheena.
Blame me. I'll take it. Jeez.
How do we get on the subject of Kate? I forgot about what happened.
We're just reaching.
Oh, because Emma
conspiracy.
Yeah, conspiracy. That's right. Emma and Kate.
Know each other. Yeah, I feel for her. She. That's a tough one.
It's really
yeah.
sad.
I wanted to know how your listeners feel hearing female voices.
Right. It's got to be a great yay.
I think the only time you've ever had a female voice is when our daughter was on once. Right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
She was on more than once.
Was she?
Hey, that was so stressful.
Well, we will know after this runs.
If the listenership goes up,
your guys are always welcome back. If it goes down,
I'm good at marketing.
You're welcome back.
Yeah,
because it doesn't matter.
That's one of those words when the cop pulls you over to see if you've been drinking. Say this word. He holds up a thing that says listenership.
Listenership.
Irish wristwatch.
Remember when our band played?
Yeah. And we were trying to fool her. Yeah, so just to see, I wanted to hear her choke on that, on Irish wristwatch, which is impossible to say, mm-hmm. right?
Kendra.
Yeah, no, she said it great. There's no.
Yeah, I know.
No
yeah.
She went, ladies and gentlemen, Irish wristwatch, give it up. And we're like.
Well, it wasn't funny at all. Nobody went, what?
I have not met a person who can say it.
Iris?
The first time.
Oh.
See?
I just said Iris.
Yeah.
Irish wrist to watch.
Oh, that was smooth.
you
had to put your whole body to it.
Irish?
A lot of concentration.
Right now, she's cramping up.
They don't know that.
Yes,
if
we
all didn't say anything.
It was obvious.
I'm pretty sure the listenership heard it. They know.
Oh, sure.
We got some astute listeners.
What about food?
We're still doing
it's
we need
being
to feed our friend.
Okay.
Make sure she has food.
You can keep talking, but are you making some more drinks?
I'm waiting.
You guys, I'm going to go pick it up, and I don't want to be.
Do you want wine or do you want more margaritas?
More margaritas.
When I get back.
I mean, they're good.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
By the way, I still have one more can. We still have another can.
Oh.
You have cans.
When you finish the can. I want to keep the can, and I want to put margaritas back in the can.
Well, that's a great idea.
I threw away our last can, and I was like, oh.
Should we go get it?
Those were cool.
Not right now.
No.
Okay.
Trader Joe's, no?
Yeah, they weren't by Trader Joe's, but they sold them.
They don't have any anymore.
Yeah, it was a thing.
And it isn't the season yet.
No, I don't think that happened. I think that was
are you doing the ice and salt?
The seasoning for canned margaritas is not. Yeah, well, if it worked, no, it's all right. It's all right.
Just pour it in your hand.
Here, I'll pour it in our taster glass.
That's perfect.
What was I going to say? The
scintillating conversation.
This is the part.
What did you say?
Emma.
Scintillating conversation.
Emma, loosen up. We're going to get you some food. Settle down.
I might have to tighten this one up a little bit.
I was going to say, are you going to be able to edit this big time?
I can make it better.
Oh, good. I don't know.
Which glass is
that? Go for it.
Mine. Danny's on.
Another edit I gotta do.
Oops.
He said her
I
name.
I mean, I don't know that. Well,
who's?
Whatever. I don't care. If, I mean,
this is Bree. Right here, Bree. Don't say.
Well,
we can't
do
say
you guys
that now.
Say your? Do you name your listeners by name?
No.
Not our listeners.
My sister.
No, we don't name.
You don't call them by name. Oops, I lost your.
I don't think so.
We only mentioned.
We haven't asked both of them.
I was gonna say, like, your two listeners already know who I am, so it doesn't.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know who all of them.
Oh, really?
We got more than
my sister. Oh, so
we got a lot.
And the
more
guy that designed our house.
But they don't have more than two listeners.
No, we have a lot of listeners.
They have seven.
700.
Emma has spoken. They have seven.
Thanks, Emma.
Is that too boring?
Emma, this is the only thing that we've got in our age right now, other than a shitty retirement program.
What's kind of boring?
The Brie.
Is it?
It's the Costco. Is it Costco?
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Cut me off a piece of Brie, will you?
I gotta edit that, too.
Excuse me? Costco?
He does that all the time. He names you. He names his children.
I edit it out.
Yeah, all the time.
I do not, Juan.
That's boring, Brie, isn't it?
This is not boring. I forgot we
did
this.
Oh. I just used that in
you're gonna have a
recipe the other
day. Just editing.
No.
Yeah, that's all this is gonna be. But I love the kind of live nature of it.
Thank you, Sheena.
Yeah, Cindy put it in the omelet that she was making.
She used that in the omelet?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the bear?
The one that she had chips on top?
Yeah.
Who? I didn't see that she used that in it.
Yeah.
Who?
He asked her.
Who? The bear.
In the bear.
The best show ever.
You liked it?
Love. I'm addicted to it.
Why? What did you like about it?
Oh my God, I'm addicted to it.
Did you finish it yet?
Oh yeah. I'm waiting for the next season. I can't stand it.
Yeah, we have a...
Yeah. It's
Sheena,
so good. What?
Don't bang.
Oh, sorry.
Don't bang? Oh. Sorry. It's not.
So no, it's okay. It's okay. It's going to be fine. Don't worry.
No, Sheena, don't bang. Sheena, don't bang. That's a great song.
Sheena, don't
bang.
Sheena, bang.
So I'm
did
going
you say
to
you
see
saw, right,
Ruthie.
The bear? Yeah, and you guys loved it, right?
I just bang.
Sheena, stop banging.
Right, Emma's speaking.
I can't watch it right now.
It's too stressful?
Too stressful.
It is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
This is a one.
But I can't.
It is so good. I love it so much. It's just...
Well, because you're in love with Carmen.
I'm really not in love with Carmen. I think he's adorable, but I'm not in love with him. I just love the show. You know, I like to cook. I like
She's
to. I love to watch them cooking. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
I like cousin.
All of the margarita.
Cousin Richie.
Oh my God, he's a maniac.
I feel like when he made his character arc.
Yes.
When he went and was doing the forks.
Yes.
And then he
yes.
became, and then he's like,
oh my God, it was amazing,
yeah.
wasn't
no,
it?
Great.
It
yeah.
was
that,
so
his
good.
His character arc was fantastic.
Yes. Is that how you? Is that what you say?
You're doing too much, dude.
I don't know.
Like under the.
Well, it had a lot of ice in it.
Character arc.
Arc. I had a lot of ice for a reason.
Arc. They said arc.
Arc.
I don't know this stuff.
His character arc was great.
It's an arc.
Sheena, have we ordered food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Here.
Yeah.
John,
before you get to
you can
Wednesday.
Say my name, that's fine.
I didn't screw up on that one.
No, it's good.
You're with us.
It's still progressing.
It's your food is being prepared.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Does it tell us how long?
Well, I need
for
to hurry
because
everything
though?
Closes at 9 o'clock.
Pick up at 8:42, so 20 minutes.
Okay, so I'll leave in 10.
So normally we do the podcast in the, you know, on Saturday mornings, and this is our kind of typical Friday night, but we're not at a Mexican restaurant or any of those kinds of things. We're just hanging out at the house.
Around the island.
Sharing it with the people.
Having our margaritas, though.
I will tell you, here's the thing. We joke about having seven listeners, two listeners. Kelly starts everything, hello, listener. You know, that kind of thing. But really, we have,
but he says it with such optimism.
Yeah, it's like
really,
like there will be.
No, there's going to be one more by the end of the podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, but in reality, we probably have close to 65,000 individual clicks.
Clicks,
you know, on an episode, like people listen to an episode. The ones that we had with Dave, where we're like talking about strippers and Stephen Hawking, you know, or those kind of things, those titles kind of trigger. We have probably over 100 subscribers, Whether they listen to it every time or not, mm-hmm. I don't know. But we have,
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, we have a little bit of a following. I mean, that's why we're on 157. You know, we're not giving up.
It was so cool when you guys had that party, and one of our listeners was here.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never seen an actual fan of me before. Ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? What about Mikkel?
And he loves our podcast.
Are you a fan of us?
Yeah, I am. And there's a bunch of people that reach out to me that are like, I listen to it every week. You know, there's people that we know, but they just like listen to it when they go for a run on Sundays, things like that.
Who was it? Oh, it was your cousin in Georgia.
My cousin in Georgia.
She's like, oh, that's not. She described what she thought everybody looked like to us.
Really?
Yeah. And then we showed her picture. She's like, oh, that's not what I thought.
I don't want to know that. I do not want to know.
Not good or bad.
What does my voice look like to
you? You were like kind of a mix of...
Mr. Magoo.
No. Who's the guy? His name starts with initials. And he was in that movie about the drummer. And he's the serious bald guy.
J.K. Simmons.
A mixture of J.K. Simmons and Ed Harris.
That was me.
That was you.
I love Ed Harris.
And
settle down, Sheena.
And you were more
Buddy Hackett.
No. You know the tall guy that was on the Drew Carey show, the comedian, and he's always on that Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, him.
Thing. That guy. That was you.
The him?
That's what she. That's who she had in her head, and I showed a picture. And be like, it's not that at all.
But, she sounded disappointed. I'm used to disappointing
what
women.
What picture did you show
her? Yeah, what picture?
What the dick pic?
Yeah, we keep wanting her to come visit.
No, she keeps saying she's going to come visit, and then she never comes.
She's one of those people that just says stuff. And
who is this? Which one?
It's my cousin in South Georgia.
One of his many.
And one of the things I love about her is like she lives in.
So you like her.
She's great.
She's fantastic.
Great.
We love you. Keep listening.
I don't love all of my family, but her, I love her.
Dang. The ones who don't listen,
fuck them. Yeah, that's my motto.
Be careful. We need everybody we can get
right
now.
That's right.
Okay, don't alienate
anybody. She lives in a red bubble. And so when we talk about our libtard bullshit, it's stuff she's like, people think like that?
She lives in a red
you know how, like Trump Central.
That's a red bubble?
Yeah, I just invented that term, red bubble.
No, I don't think you did.
He coined it.
You ever heard it before?
No, I've never heard it before. I heard it here first.
TM. Trademark, yeah.
Well, what are you saying?
But you like her.
Yeah. I mean, I like all kinds of people.
But when she listens to the podcast, she doesn't hear people talk like us.
Yeah, when we talk about, you know, I don't think gays should burn in the lake of fire for all eternity. You know, that's a new thing.
Oh,
you know? I like being that voice out there in the wilderness.
Well, there's days that I can agree with her.
God.
Just kidding. I don't know. This red bubble thing, I've never been in it. Maybe I'll like the red bubble.
You were in it this week.
That's right, I wasn't in it this week.
She grew up in it.
No, there's no telling.
Are you? I know you're listening. I know you.
I don't know who she...
Do you think she still listens?
I don't know. No, she might.
Just close enough for you.
Jack Nicholson just walked in.
I can tell her.
You know, it's a long walk to get here. You know that.
What's going on?
I know.
Emma's wondering about this.
Give the man a Klaus holler and there's no
lost
stop.
His mind.
Emma's just, where's the food?
Where's the damn pizza?
I want my food.
Do you realize right this instant when they're listening to this, they're all like,
huh?
What happened to them? What's wrong with them?
I have a question.
Yes,
they're women.
Emma. Yes, Emma.
Did you find during COVID that you made up faces behind the mask?
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
And then finally, when someone would lower their mask, it's like, no, that's not right.
you mean you invented faces
like.
For other people?
Oh, well, yeah. You thought they
I
were
thought
looked
you meant,
like.
Like, oh,
I
thought you were attractive.
Yes, I agree.
Those eyes are beautiful. And then they drop the mask.
What happened to your sheep? The thing is, I thought you were saying...
Practice that.
Did you make faces behind your mouth? So when I would go to Ralph's, and I would be like, oh my God, I can do it safely in my mouth.
No, you can't. No. I have to tell you right now. Your face below your, from your nose to your mouth, is connected to your eyes and forehead.
Yeah.
We know exactly what you're thinking.
But from the neck down, you're a genius.
The waist down, especially.
From the waist down.
Oh, look at her. She's a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Look at thank you, Bree, for bringing that into my visual.
Should we talk about mine and...
Oh, yes.
What?
Sheena's
Sheena Easton's here.
Bree and Sheena, please explain to our
lovely
our listeners exactly what did you just embark on this week that I did not get to participate in?
We went to K-Town, went to Koreatown.
Spa.
Yeah, Korean Spa. And
for those of you in the red bubble, those are Asians.
Were they here legally?
And they did, we did, we did the purification treatment. It was 70 minutes. It was a salt scrub and then a massage.
Purification.
And it is a purification.
And a collagen mask. And your hair got washed.
Yeah. So they scrub. It's not like when you go to like Burke Williams. It's not like that kind of a spa where they do a little salt and whatever. They scrub you. They have like the scratchy gloves and the salt, and they scrub you. And they do like four, not like that.
But did you?
You were supposed to be looking.
I saw
what
that.
Did he do?
But hold on. Are you? No. He didn't do that. No.
Rubbing hard.
I'm doing the mail.
No, he was cleaning it. He wasn't taking it to throw up. No.
That's how we clean it with salt.
For our listeners, these women have obviously never been to a recording of the podcast. Because when we're recording the podcast, we always do things without saying it, looking at each other, like all kinds of horrible gestures and stuff.
Oh, and you're not supposed to mention that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you mention that you are butt naked?
Oh, you were.
We haven't gotten there.
You're butt naked. So you
butt
go,
naked.
Yeah, so they did take us into different rooms.
I thought it was
early, so maybe, they like, gave us a private experience.
Which was fine.
Yeah, but normally,
private experience.
Like,
I've had one of those.
There are like six
beds in the room.
So they really rub you, eh?
They're like massage beds with a piece of plastic over them. And they put water.
Hot water, actually.
And then they scrub you down with the scratchy gloves and salt. And this one wasn't.
What's a scratchy glove?
They're special gloves for exfoliating.
So they're really rough.
Were your eyes closed? No,
oh, yeah.
It was the great that wasn't a glove. That was the great grandfather who owned the place.
He's bearding you like
it wasn't scratchy gloves.
Scratchy. It was scratchy Kim.
Oh my God.
It was it was stubble. It was not a glove.
My grandfather used to come and beard us all the time.
He did.
Oh, with the salt?
No, with his beard. Like this.
Oh, yeah. I had an aunt that did that.
Oh, my God!
See, this is common.
Oh, that's great.
That's
anyway, keep telling me.
Love the cocktail hour.
Keep telling me about this experience.
So you're naked in this lady scrubbing.
So you soak in the hot tub first, you get in the wet sauna, then they come and they call your number, and then you come. So you're on the table, they wash you with the hot water, and they load you up with salt.
Salt.
And they scrub. So they do like four passes on
every part.
Except for one little part.
Triangle.
Do they go in the crack of your ass and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the top.
Not underneath.
They don't go like all the way. But they
just
get the top.
Booty.
Hope they had a lot of salt.
They give you behind, you're on your back, you're on your stomach, you're on your side. They're like doing all of it.
I'm in trouble.
Your boobs, your full-on boobs.
Well, they do it with salt a few times, and then the massage was like,
come on.
Yes! Did either one of us have experienced the boobs being touched?
Could you do that again, please?
No video.
And it was a little uncomfortable at first, and then you're just like, just go with the flow.
No.
Just go with the flow. Yeah. What's my name?
It's
Sheena.
Sheena. Yeah, go play Sheena. It's got to be good for you, right? Like, this is probably good for your lymph nodes.
Yeah.
And circulation. Yes. It's not a relaxing massage. It's
Are you seeing any of these women later?
Does it hurt?
I didn't because
I've
been
I've had somebody do that on my feet and I don't
oh, no it
I don't
love like my hands
oh my god
head
bring
oh,
it
she,
on
did she do a scalp oh. massage on you
yeah it's oh, the yeah. best but no I didn't think it hurt because Jamie had
no
Bree had said
hit marker
that it
hit
hurt
M,
her interior her inside of her arm
did it. Oops.
No. But it, she didn't.
I just,
yeah. She didn't scrub me that hard. I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
though.
When I went before, like this really hurt. But I told the lady before she started, like, don't like be gentle right here.
Yeah.
But she
was that
my
the
lady
only place
cute.
You
she
had to be
older,
gentle.
Well, she didn't do like. She, yeah. I mean, she. They're not gentle with the breasts. They were. Yeah, they were.
Well,
yeah.
I don't have any, so
okay. Yeah, and then like they didn't intentionally touch you in the other places,
no.
but. They accidentally touched you.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, it was
just as they're moving around.
No, they're fast.
Yes.
They're working
oh, they're
fast.
Yeah,
they're like,
totally
yeah,
accidental.
They're scrubbing. Yeah.
Did you
no,
guys look at their faces? Were they enjoying this themselves,
mine,
or were they
cute.
Just like?
There
woman.
Was a lot of eye contact the whole time.
No, your eyes are covered the whole time.
Yeah,
my woman was an older lady, and she was so cute. So she would have me get up off the table periodically to rinse me off, and I would stand there. Totally naked, and she would pour water and rinse me. And she didn't speak a lot of English, but she was saying, "She
you
was
want
saying,
a drink?
I think she was saying, no, like I'm gonna bathe you like a baby or something."
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now we got a show.
Mine just did that when I was laying on the table.
Is
yeah.
Yeah.
I
didn't
just stand up and rinse.
Up. And
who
also,
your daddy?
So have you ever done it?
Oh, you
they get so
oh,
much
it's
dead
so
skin off.
Not
it's,
in a million years would you
oh,
do something like that.
No?
Right?
Well, you wouldn't, but
to
I
stand,
might.
To, no, but to be naked and have your boobs knocked around
I
and
might.
If she
wow.
That's
nobody
you,
knows.
That's you
nobody
know.
Knows you. No who
no.
nobody cares.
And it's
sure
like, yeah,
as shit.
Not,
yeah, right. She'll walk in and go.
You're ho.
You're not from around here, are you?
Yeah. You work at Rouse, right?
So okay, so you're getting
so
get
they
food.
Get so they get
okay.
like
I'll be back.
They get so much dead skin and grass. It's gross. It's gross. But then
you
like,
can see it on the
feel my arm. Feel my arm.
No.
Feel my arm. It's brand new skin.
No, it's
feel how soft it is.
It oh. it's a no no
yeah.
seriously. Well,
you felt.
I felt.
I hope you felt.
Sheena. Sheena's body.
I'm gonna be. It's gonna take me 8 hours to edit this.
You
film.
Wanted,
oh, you got
you
plenty of time.
To do
no,
this.
It's worth.
Okay,
it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be worth.
Just slow scrub.
Yeah,
the
you called it.
Scrub.
You called this meeting.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, Sheena. When I touched Sheena, and I'm like, what is going? This is. It was a noticeable
oh, yes.
difference.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Is,
wow.
No, I mean, I'm still like, I get in the shower, I'm like, oh. It's
yeah.
So good, yeah. Oh, it's nice.
Now, how is there maintenance with this? They get to do
yeah,
it every
I mean,
6 months?
I meant to
or?
Ask, but like, she didn't speak a lot of English, so I don't think we would have communicated that. I meant to ask the girl at the desk.
If you were rich, what would happen if you did it
but
every day?
But that's not expensive. It
oh,
would
not every day.
Yeah.
I think once a month, maybe.
Said she would see. Sheena said she would do this
oh, John.
At least.
Forget it.
3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, you should,
I
do,
think
you should
everybody
do it quarterly.
Should.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good time.
And I think Koreans maybe do. Like the
yeah.
whole spa thing, I think is a thing. I don't. I'm,
but I asked Sheena. I go, was there any men? She was
no,
not.
This was
no.
a female.
I'm going
spa.
Well, where do we go to get salt rub?
You go to Wee Spa.
Come
ooh.
To my house.
Wee Spa. There are several that are co-ed and families. So a friend of mine.
Families.
Yeah, a friend of mine had gotten somebody given. Her
right.
and her daughter a gift certificate
right.
to go to Wee Spa, and she said like it. There are people on their phones. There's like TVs in every room because not only do you have the treatments, but then they have the room. So there's the mud clay room where you go and you lay on hot balls of clay. You lie on the ground on these. It feels so
does
good.
Does clay mind?
Hot balls of clay.
Hot balls of clay.
Clay.
I didn't say clay's hot balls.
Oh, I'm sorry. Clay, I'm going to play on the balls here, bud.
You're on fire this episode, man.
What'd you say? On fire?
He's on fire tonight.
He needs the female energy.
He's killing
that's
me.
What it is.
Yeah.
No, there's a Himalayan salt room. Like, all the walls are made of Himalayan salt, and there's, you lie on Himalayan salt. There's a, yeah, there's the charcoal rooms and a lot of them. I don't think this one has.
I want to do this.
We should do a live podcast from a male Korean spa.
Or we should go and then come back and do a podcast and tell about our experiences.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can imagine podcasting from the Korean men's spa. All you'd hear is me just doing things like, no, don't touch it.
Where is that, Ben?
With fart noises. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's I forgot about that. What if
Take a shower.
They wish I could tell my story.
That's what I was just thinking.
Is this one we've heard before?
Just speak louder.
Can he tell your story?
No. Oh. Why can't you tell your story? It's a great story, Emma.
Emma's got secrets.
I don't think so.
Can you change the names?
No.
Locations?
Because it involves me.
So this was
the time you were in Africa.
This was a great experience from what I got from Sheena.
It was nice. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
And tell them about the lady you saw on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Oh no, I don't talk about that. That's gross.
Oh, okay.
That's our
leave.
Our listener. No, Sheena left. Shit.
No, this is the female energy. We don't talk about that kind
I just
of
did
stuff.
It.
Yeah,
gross.
No, I know that. Go ahead. That's nothing matters anymore. It's gonna take a month to edit this one.
No, just hold it. Have a beep thing.
Beep beep. That's all it would be. So. My wife told me that when they finished the Korean spa.
Walking down the street, go have lunch.
Walking down the street, go have lunch. There was a...
A woman doing this. Pants down, leaning against the wall. Just...
Taking a shit. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have this...
Did you guys
clean,
pay extra for that?
I'm rejuvenated. Nice work, lady. They destroy the sidewalk.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, I averted my eyes, and then when we walked back up the street,
did Sheena see this?
I saw it. Yeah, no, it was not pleasant.
Did Sheena see this as well?
I don't know how much of it she saw.
Did you catch eyes with the woman?
No.
Oh.
No.
Did you tip her?
Thanks for the show.
No.
It reminds me of that time
shoes?
That I went to the grocery store and
yeah.
stepped
boy, these
the
buskers.
On the floor. Yeah.
Made to go, only brown ones.
That was a lot firmer than what this was.
Oh, it was you're
yeah,
more
yeah,
of a puddle.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Okay, so that's gross. But so then when we got back to like where the shopping center was, where the spa was, there were all these tents, like all these street vendors set up. And I just got back from Southeast Asia where there's street vendors everywhere. And there were... There was lots of dried seafood, which I saw lots of dried seafood. And the neighborhood we stayed in Hong Kong was the dried seafood neighborhood. Every shop was just everything imaginable.
What is dried seafood? Help me out here.
It's like salty, right? But
spread
really
out,
salty.
Just, yeah, it's yeah.
It's
like,
kippers,
a piece
like
of
that
fish,
kind of a...
Or an octopus or whatever. Just
spread out.
Laid out
in the sun and salt.
Some
lots of salt, right?
Yeah,
probably
some
lots of salt.
And some pavement.
What?
Preserved it.
Oh, yes.
Like forever.
Mm-hmm.
My
yeah.
friend who met us in Hong Kong that you've met before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
we know.
Chinese friend.
He said he has some fish that he's had since he moved to Los Angeles 30 years ago. And it's still good. You can still use it.
Did you try any of this? Because I'm
man,
wondering what that would do to you.
No, you soak it in water and
you
get slimy again.
You reconstitute it. And,
yeah.
But is it...
He said it's really
would
good.
It mess your systems up a little bit? Because
hours, probably.
Would you try this, Emma? I don't think I would.
Have you had a lot?
Yeah.
You do. You,
oh,
do,
you have.
If I gave you some dried sea creature, would you be like, oh, I know exactly what to do with this. I'm gonna I'm
dried
gonna put
scallops.
It in some.
That's
some,
a that's
no.
A, no.
I've had small minnows.
Small minnows.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Like bait fish. Yeah. All right. Okay.
But are they salty?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying.
If you looked at my pictures on Facebook, Danny,
I did.
You would have seen a lot of
Brie,
dried seafood.
I saw a lot of your pictures, and I'm wondering how those poor people survive.
No, I know.
Because I don't think I would eat anything there.
Oh. Yeah.
And Sheena and I
yeah,
both going,
eat everything there.
We should go there. Can you imagine how skinny we would be when we come back?
from the dysentery and
and
the...
walking a lot.
Yeah.
And the cheap Ozempic.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Could do all kinds of stuff over there. sex tourism how did you and guys, Ozempic tourism.
How did you and Sheena decide to go? I meant to ask this.
You the Korean spa?
Yeah. What brought this on?
I think I don't know. We were talking about doing something because I had a couple of days off this week. Yeah. And I've been wanting to go. I kind of wanted to have that done while we were in Asia. Because all those
have you
kinds
done
of
this
things
before,
are
though?
So cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did it with my sister who lives in Portland when she was visiting.
Mm.
That sister who listens occasionally.
Yeah.
And she and I went. That was the first time. And then I went with Sarah. I didn't have the salt scrub. I just had a foot massage. With our
no,
daughter.
She's been on the program. You can anybody okay. that's been on.
Well, listen.
With our daughter, she had it done.
We know who she is.
Yeah.
I know who she is.
What is it? No, stay with us.
Confusing.
Listen. Why would you do this? Would you go get a salt scrub?
I'll go with you. Let me tell you. I have no problem being naked in front of everybody.
It's but he doesn't want to be touched.
I don't love massages, but if she said we're going to get massages and she wants a massage, I'll let somebody massage me, but I'm kind of waiting.
Would
for
you
it
let
to be
Kelly?
Able, I'll let anybody. Touch me anywhere you like. But
oh,
I,
hello.
Do I need salt?
Wait.
You don't need salt.
Anybody touch you wherever
anybody
they would
touch
like?
Me anywhere.
Should I be concerned?
No,
yeah,
not at all.
Mostly gentlemen. But
it doesn't mean a thing.
I like saunas
you.
And hot tubs and showers.
Yeah, I think
better.
You would like all the rooms.
Yeah.
I like the mud stuff. I've done that before. Those are great.
Well, you don't
mud
get
wrestling.
You don't get in mud. These are hard balls.
Hard balls of mud.
Again, with clay? We're talking about clay?
Clay's hard balls, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you're not like slimy.
Oh, I like the slimy part.
No. But with the massage, like she did our faces they did our faces like two or three times with something like yogurt feeling kind of thing. And then they put it like what feels
yogurt.
Like. I have no idea what it was because your eyes are closed.
Mm.
But it was really thick. They washed that off. And then they put like a sheet of gauze and then they put something thick and then a mask and that stays on.
Sheena
said collagen mask. So maybe it's a I don't know if they told her that, but it felt nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good
time.
It was
great.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Why don't we do it? You know, guys, we don't do anything like this. We don't do anything.
He doesn't like massage.
Well, we don't have to do a massage.
You should go to the rooms. The rooms are awesome.
Can you go to
I've been to a room.
You pay like between $15 and $30 depending on the spa.
And what happens?
Just to go use the rooms. You just go and... Because each room has different properties. Like they have... They give you different things.
Can I go?
It's a brothel, isn't it?
No.
It's a brothel.
No, not for 15.
Like you can go
not for
rent a room and do anything you want.
Yeah, but
no.
that's she's
no,
talking about the $15 to $30 service. That's not the brothel. You got to get over 50 for brothel service.
Can they do taxes? Because they're coming due.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, let's go.
You
can
do that.
Yeah.
If we don't go to the desert this weekend, wait, what was that?
Your accountant blowing you and visual. Doing your calculations.
Oh,
no, yeah. That would be a service worthwhile.
I tell you,
yeah.
I don't care if you make errors.
Yeah, if we don't go to the desert this weekend, then taxes are what's in our future.
Yeah, this is great. This is exactly what they want to hear in the podcast.
Yeah,
we're bringing them in. But the thing, I would like to go into. A sauna, the dry sauna where you sweat like a pig, just with a bunch of really old Asian dudes. And you just sit in there quiet. And then the three of us just start talking shit. You know, just and these serious older...
There are signs around that you're supposed to...
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Like, well, what does that
other
stop
people
this
that,
you don't think that the guys will be in there talking like, hey, how are the Dodgers doing this year?
Maybe the guys
year,
are.
Fellas,
but
you
we're
know.
Rebels, Bree.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't you heard our podcast, Bree? Cutting edge.
Yeah. Well, what's your name, mister? I'm with Cocktail Hour.
We should start wearing it. Get a t-shirt made with us actually on there with Cocktail Hour podcast where you download your favorite podcast, right?
Yeah.
And have then just wear it around town, right? And just see how many people go, that's what they look like? Right?
We actually should do that.
We could,
you have a daughter that's very talented that should draw all of us.
No, let's do a real photo.
Should
get Kelly to get Kelly.
Oh,
take
no,
a photo.
I think
yeah.
a caricature kind
yeah.
of I think a caricature would be better.
Caricature could be
fun. Yeah, we'd look like Pep Boys.
While you're at
yes.
the spa. While you're at the spa.
Yes, Emma.
Naked.
Naked.
But have the cocktail hour banner across your dicks.
Oh, that's right. So we would just be totally naked. Cocktail hour. Yes. That's great.
It'd be my luck I get stuck with tail and those two get cock an hour.
Like a
beauty queen.
That'd
be funny.
Sash.
You're really something, Emma.
Thank you.
She's been biding her time.
One of the red grays is here.
That's right.
Yeah, it just sounds so...
Yeah, so polished. Everybody's wondering where Kate Middleton's been all this time.
Okay, so when this episode airs,
holy,
I am dying to know, John, because you get most of the feedback. I want to know the day after what's being said. Are people like dropping us? I mean, we've talked about dropping us. Are they like, okay, you guys should quit and bring the three chicks on? Okay.
You guys are canceled.
Yeah, you guys are done.
No.
Yeah.
Margarita night, hasn't she?
Probably.
Yeah. Both
she's not here tonight.
Both of them, maybe? Have both of them been? Yeah.
Not both.
Yeah. Yes.
Both have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm.
My East Coast sister and my West Coast sister, and then not the other sister, because no. She doesn't come to visit much.
No.
Something,
or listen.
Something John
or listen.
Said.
Yeah.
Something
she's busy walking sisters. Through the Bible. Yeah.
And taking care of her five grandbabies.
Yeah. There's that. But I would like, Danny, I would like to say that our listeners...
Yes.
Are strong at reaching out and giving their opinions and stuff, but they're not.
You're afraid.
You need to give some incentive for some listener mail.
Okay, for those of you who respond, I will personally come over and
what
salt rub you.
What could possibly go wrong?
I will salt rub you or a family member.
This will be the salt rub episode. Mm-hmm.
How about
salt lick?
The boys pick up three chicks for a salt
rub.
Salt rubs and clay bowls.
That's okay. That's the name. That's the name of today's episode.
Salt balls,
clay balls,
and rub clay balls.
Shit, that's Emma with the zinger.
Yeah. Which, folks, when Emma contributes, she contributes. Ah, this
holy
is great.
Shit.
Well, this is.
This might be our white album.
Or. Cope, you know.
Well, I mean, the Friday Night Margarita Nights were the inspiration.
They were.
For the podcast,
they were.
So it's about time that you're.
So okay,
I
got another question about is the because this was the Korean bat, right? Mm-hmm. Is there other cultures that do the same type of thing?
There are Japanese spas that do.
Right, but
yeah.
Like let's stay out of Asia. Is there any like Europeans that do this?
No
right.
Way.
Well, don't isn't
Sweden. Yeah, Sweden. The people in cold weather.
Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland.
The,
yeah.
So
thermal baths.
I wonder if you and Sheena should find another.
Well, I
bath.
Was saying like, we should like try Thai massage. I mean, I had a massage in Thailand when we were there. We should do like Thai massage and Balinese massage and like whatever. I don't know if they're different. Just have a reason to go get massages. That's not nice.
Right, but a whole different kind of approach to it.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Like I had a Thai massage on the beach in a hut in Koh Samui, I think is where we were, and it was just a hut on the beach, and there were four ladies and four mats, and they just like undid your bathing suit top, and. It was interesting because they're, I don't know, like the tenets of Thai massage. Like she had one foot here and then I think she was like rubbing this leg with one foot on this thigh, kind of.
On the inside of your thighs.
Yeah, like it's a full body experience, I think. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so now I'm curious, like what exactly is
we should
Thai
do
massage?
That.
The horrible job that would be, right?
The one where the little Thai lady straddles you?
Well, sure.
Yeah, that's probably the one I would pick. Yeah.
There's Sheena with our food.
Yeah, I'll tip her $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheena!
Sheena is back with the
Sheena's
food.
Sheena's back with the food. All right. Sheena! Okay, I think this is a perfect time to bring the Friday night extravaganza to a close. I'd like to thank everybody for joining.
How long has it been? Of course, you'll have to edit out 15 minutes. But
We've been on for 50 minutes. So
perfect.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
We'll see you all at Thanksgiving.
Jesus. All right. Any last words?
Sheena?
Okay, Emma?
Sheena? Emma?
Cheetah? They're speechless. Okay.
Wait, well, Emma's got something to say.
No.
No, okay. Yeah. All right, all right. Well,
feed me.
Just feed me.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're hungry in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.